Please stand and add for the reading of the Word of God. Savior, healer, sanctifier, provider, sustainer, friend, my helper, whatever I need, He is to His children. Praise His name. Ephesians chapter 5. Place the scripture this evening. Appreciate you being here on this Friday night. No other place I'd rather be than right here in God's house with God's people. God's going to minister to us, continue to, tonight and throughout this weekend as we are obedient to Him. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Father, we love You this evening. We praise You for the power of the blood. For without it, there is no good news. There is no gospel. There is no possibility of heaven being ours. But thank God tonight, the blood has never lost its power. But it still meets the needs of man today that will call upon the name of Jesus and give their all to Him. Father, tonight I pray that Your anointing shall rest upon these lips of clay and upon the listening ears. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I always preach from the King James Version, I guess for several reasons. One is that that's what I was raised on, and that's what I have all of my scripture memorized from. Too late in the day to start over. But I do read other translations. Have nothing against them. Even though some of them are weak, but anyway, I won't go there. But anyway, as I was reading this passage of scripture, I was comparing to different translations, I came across a translation that said, instead of be you followers of God, it said, be imitators of God. I said that to preach. That is what God wants me to do tonight. Imitate Him in every area of my life. We all have seen impersonators. I suppose one of the most popular imitators is Elvis. People trying to imitate Elvis. Week before we came here, 2 weeks ago, I guess, tonight, we were in Pennsylvania at a camp meeting, 11-day camp meeting. And make a long story short, on Monday, on Labor Day, we closed out, but during the day, they had different things going on, and people came in, drove in, so forth and so on, and there was this man there who had been an impersonator of Elvis in Las Vegas. He still looked a little like him. Long sideburns, hair. Anyway, my wife found out what he had done. You know, she's so quiet, you know, so. Anyway, he came over and kind of sang a little bit of Elvis's, some of his famous tunes there. But anyway, that's beside the point, but all I'll say this, there are impersonators tonight. But he will never be Elvis. He may look a little bit like him, may even sing a little bit like him. But there was only one Elvis, and there's only one of you, and there's only one of me. But God made us all unique, didn't he? We're all one of a kind. We're all special tonight. And not a two of us tonight have the same fingerprint, DNA, so forth and so on. But God says, I want you to imitate me. Not that you will ever become me, but you will look like me. Oh, not physically. But we will act like Jesus acts. We'll talk like Jesus talked. We'll have a lifestyle like Jesus had. Our priorities will be like Jesus's. God says, through Paul the Apostle, be imitators of God. Tonight, there's a possibility that we all have tried to imitate somebody in the past ourselves, even though some people would never acknowledge that. But I will acknowledge that tonight. I still remember it as if it were tonight. Now, there's some of you that have been in the Church of Nazarene for a lengthy time, and you probably remember Dr. Edward Lawler, General Superintendent. He was one of the greatest preachers I've ever heard. And during my days at Bethany Nazarene College in those days, now SNU, Southern Nazarene University, he came a couple or three times to the college revival. I didn't miss one of the services. I loved to hear him preach. And so, in my next revival that I held, I'd been praying about it. I said, Lord, I would really like to preach like Dr. Edward Law. So the service came for that revival that I was preaching in, and I start out, and I'm going to be Edward Lawler. About 10 minutes into that message, God and I had a conversation, even though people didn't know it. And I said, God, if you'll just forgive me right now, I promise you I will never attempt this again. Never. You see, we get in trouble tonight when we try to imitate people. But we never get in trouble with God when we try to imitate him. Oh, you say, preacher, it's impossible for me to be God. I agree with that tonight. That's not what I'm saying. You and I will never become God any more than that person in Pennsylvania will ever become Elvis Presley. You will never become a person that you admire any more than I will. In my beginning days of ministry, I had many conversations with God. God, it would really be nice, I think, if I could just stand behind the pulpit and talk softly and really be an orator. That has never happened. Never will. And God spoke to me and he said, Pam, if I needed two of those individuals, you wouldn't be necessary. You see, you and I are, as I've already said, I'm not having an Alzheimer's moment. I know I've said it. I'm going to say it again. We're unique tonight. Every one of us are. One of a kind. But tonight, God has a special place for all of us tonight. A special ministry. A special work. But it is all tonight. God wants us to fit into His plan by His grace. He wants you and I tonight to be imitators of Him. Not somebody else, but Him. Not trying to fit in somebody else's mold, but His. And so tonight I want, for the next few minutes, for us just to look at some characteristics and the nature of God. Through Jesus Christ, when He walked along the dusty trails of Galilee, for He was God wrapped up in flesh, was He not? He was God. He was as much God as He had never been man. He was as much man as He had never been God. He was the unique Son of God, Son of Man. And He walked in love. He loved everybody. So if I'm going to imitate God, I must love everybody. Did everybody love Jesus? No. Jesus had enemies. Just like you and I. But Jesus said, love your enemies. And Jesus was not telling us to do what He did not do. Because Jesus loved His enemies. So much that when they nailed Him to the cross, He stretched out His arms there and He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus loved His enemies and He forgave His enemies. Don't shout me down now. Jesus says, love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. Love those that have mistreated you. Go the extra mile. Go out of the way to give them a handshake. I hear this often in churches. Haven't heard it here this week, so I'm going to say this. But I hear people often in church say, not during church, but when we're in fellowship or whatever, I've had people say to me, you know what? So-and-so just won't speak to me. My answer is always the same. You could solve that problem. You could speak to them. And that'd solve the whole issue. Oh, we got to love people tonight. People have faults. But I am not to look at the speck in their eye. Forget about the two before in mine. Lord, help me tonight. Oh, you see, so many times it's so easy to see the faults of others, but ignore ours. If I want to imitate God, I'm going to have to demonstrate my love. Jesus not only said He loved His enemies, He demonstrated it. He put it into action. And the Bible says through the Apostle Paul, he said, faith worketh by love. Is it possible? And I'll answer before I say this. The answer is yes. That the reason so many times our faith doesn't work is because we're not walking in love. Faith works by love. So if my faith is not working, I need to check up and say, Lord, is there someone in my life that I'm not loving? Lord, is there someone in my life that I am holding a grudge against? Lord, is there somebody in my life that I have bitterness towards? Lord, is there somebody in my life tonight that I have ought against? Lord, is there somebody tonight that is standing in the way of me receiving a miracle? Because you see, you can't receive a miracle without faith. Somebody has to have faith in God to receive a miracle. What about in-laws? Outlaws? Ex-in-laws? Ex-this, ex-that? What about them tonight? We got to love them. Does that mean that I approve of their actions? No. Does that mean that I condone their sin? No. Does that mean tonight that I go along with their lifestyle? No. Does that mean that I approve of their priorities and commitments in life? The answer is no. God still loves everybody, even though He doesn't approve of everyone's lifestyle. And tonight, God is love. He's not simply the source of love. He is love Himself. And the Bible says the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And in John 17 it says that the Father loves you and me as much as He loves Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. It's because He loved us. Do you believe that love won that day? Love won on the cross. The enemies of the cross thought they had won. But how wrong they were, because love won at Calvary. And tonight, my dear friend, we all have been done wrong. We've all been mistreated. We've all been offended, and we've all been lied against, and we've all been falsely accused, and we've all had our feelings hurt, and we've all had our parade rained on. I still gotta love people. You and I are not in the changing business of people's lives. I can't change a life. Neither can you. Only Christ can. But tonight, I must love people. Right where they are. Amen. I gotta love people with their faults, with their sins, and all of the garbage. Amen. God does. Aren't you glad that He does? If not, I wouldn't be a part of the family of God. If it was only the good that was a part of the family of God, I wouldn't be in it tonight. If God only let those in that were already righteous, I wouldn't be in. But He says to them, you once were this bad too, but you have been made My righteousness because I adopted you into My family. Oh, you see tonight, my friend, it's if I want to imitate God, then I'm going to have to love people. How does God love us? Unconditionally. God doesn't say, okay, Pat, if you do this, I'm going to love you. Pat, if you don't do this way, it's over, Bubba. I'll never love you again. You can never do one thing to make God love you any more than He loves you right now. And you can never do anything, no matter how bad it is, that'll make God love you any less than He loves you right now. He has a love for you and me like He has for His Son, Jesus. And tonight, my dear friend, if I want to imitate God, let me say one more time, I'm going to have to love. If I want to imitate God, I'm going to have to walk in the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. Go where the Spirit leads me. What did Jesus say? He said, I came not to do My will, but the will of the Father that sent Me. And if I want to imitate God, I've got to go where the Spirit leads me. I can't have my own plan. I can't do my own thing. I can't do it my own way. I can't simply go where I want to go and do what I want to do. I've got to be led by the Spirit of God. You see tonight, beloved friend, that's what Jesus was. Jesus was led by the Spirit. He went to the Jordan River. A dove descended. He was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Then He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days. You see, tonight, you and I, we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God so we can be led by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. But I cannot be led by the Spirit of God until I am filled with the Spirit of God. Walk in the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. If He says to the right, I go to the right. If He says don't go there anymore, I don't go. If He says I want you to go over there, I go. If He says, do this, even though I've never done it, if the Spirit leads me to do it, I must do it. If the Spirit leads a person to a ministry that seems so unlikely, improbable for you to do it, you got to do it. If you want to imitate Christ, if you want to be an imitator of God, then you're going to have to do it. If you want to be led by the Spirit of God, you got to go where the Spirit leads you and be at the right place at the right time all the time. Imitators of God. Jesus, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said, Father, if it be thy will, may this cup pass from me. But if not, I will bear it for thee. He sweat great drops of blood, the Bible says. He was a human being. There as a human being, he was in agony. But at that moment, he was determined to be led by the Spirit of God, of his Father who sent him. Imitating God. Imitating Jesus, living the life that Jesus lived, living the lifestyle that Jesus lived. Oh, we say, oh, isn't it wonderful how God used Jesus? No wonder. He was led by the Spirit. We say, oh, isn't it wonderful, wonderful, and awesome how God the Father used Jesus on this earth, and miracles and signs and wonders happened. Yes, because he didn't do it his way, but the Father's way. That's why. Not simply because he was the Son of God. I'm not minimizing. He was the Son of God, yes. But if you read the scriptures in Philippians, it said he laid that all aside. Amen. That's what the Bible says. He laid his deity aside and he lived on this earth as a human being as well. And as you and I tonight think that we might have it real difficult, let's don't forget that Jesus was a human being too. And he lived in this world just like you and me do. He rubbed shoulders with his enemies. He rubbed shoulders with the ones that wanted to crucify him and kill him and place him in a borrowed tomb, and they did eventually. He rubbed shoulders with the people, my friend, that he made in his own image, but yet they cried, crucify him. Why did he do it? Because he was not in his plan, but in the Father's plan. Not because he wanted to do it his way, but because he wanted to do it the Father's way. That's why Jesus said, before he went to the cross, he said, the works that I do shall you do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going back to my Father to intercede for you. He walked in the Spirit because he was filled with the Spirit. Christian, we need to make sure we're filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And we need to make sure that we are being led by the Holy Spirit. That we're walking where he leads us. thirdly tonight. If I want to imitate God, if I want to be an imitator of Christ, I am going to have to obey God. Obedience is the key tonight. Many people say they love God, but Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, if I love Jesus, I am going to obey Jesus. If I really am in love with Jesus, and I love him with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and I love my neighbors, myself, then I'm not going to struggle with obedience tonight. Because that is my reason for living for him. That's my reason of existence. And that is to live a life that is obedient to Jesus Christ. Why are we here on this planet today? Not just to go through the motions and not just live a few years and it's all over. No, God wanted fellowship. He wanted relationships with humanity. He wanted to have relationships with people, and that's why he made people. To have a relationship with them. And the only people that he has a relationship with is the people that obey him. And those who are not obeying him, it breaks his heart. And those who refuse to obey him, given us one more chance to do so. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians, he said that Jesus learned obedience. He learned obedience. That means it just didn't happen because he was here as the Messiah, as the Son of God, to redeem man. He learned obedience, Paul says to us. He learned to obey God. That was his mission. That was his purpose for coming, to obey God. That's why he came. He didn't come to set up an earthly kingdom. He came to obey God and redeem mankind and then go back to the Father after paying the price. And so thereby, my friend, he learned to obey God. People today say, well, I just can't obey God. You can if you want to. People today say, well, what if God wants me to do this and I want to do it? You need to change. You need to change. What if God asked me to stop doing this? You need to do it. You need to stop it immediately. What if God asked me to go do something I've never done before? He'll qualify you. Preacher, what if God asked me to teach that Sunday school class? He knows you better than you know yourself. Preacher, what if God were to ask me to start up an intercessory prayer ministry? You need to do it. today? What if God were to call me, you may say, to start a visitation program? Do it. Whatever God asks you to do, do it. I've never done it. He's your helper through the Holy Spirit. Preacher, I'm afraid. I will fail. God never sponsors failure. And no one who has ever obeyed God has ever failed. That's what I said. Now, it may be a failure in the eyes of man. Man may look at it and say, hey, they failed. But in the eyes of God, no person who obeys Him is ever looked at by God as a failure. Never. And tonight, my dear friend, God says, I want you to imitate my son Jesus, and I want you to live a lifestyle of obedience. Obey God at church. Obey God at home, at work, at school, with friends. And when there's no Christians around, obey God. Just have a lifestyle of obedience tonight. It's not a one-time deal. It's not a two-time deal. It's not a three-time deal. It must become our lifestyle. It must become us. It must become who we are. It must become who we are tonight. Obedient children of God. And that we want to please God so much that we will do it regardless of how impossible it appears. And we want to please God so much that we would take up the cross and follow Him wherever it takes me. I'll go. You see, we've got to have obedient heart tonight. Often I think what the church world would be like tonight if every born again Christian totally, radically, instantly obeyed what God asked him to do. We'd have a revival to break out, change America, change the world. It's no mystery tonight. So many Christians today, God tells them to do something, and they keep praying about the same issue. You know why? They're trying to change God's mind. When God tells you to do something and you keep praying about it, you're in disobedience. Because when God tells us to do something, the case is closed. Now is my next move. take a step of faith and do it. Obedience tonight. Imitating Jesus. I have one deep supreme desire. The song says, that I may be like Jesus. To this I firmly aspire, that I may be like Jesus. May I decrease. May Christ increase. May I lose what I can't keep to get what I can never lose. And the only way that happens is through my obedience to Jesus Christ. Be imitators of God. Be followers of God as dear children. Love Him. Walk in the Spirit. Obey Him. It just might be one little thing that keeps you from your breakthrough. Do you know that? You may be one obedient step away from that miracle you've been praying for. You may be one step away from seeing God do something so awesome in your life that you would not even believe it, even though He were to tell you right now before it happens. Possibility. And all God wants tonight from me and you is to live like He lives instead of like the devil lives. Oh, you say, preacher, I can't act like God. Well, what do we say about people who will act really, really bad? Ever heard this phrase? They act just like the devil acts. Ever hear that? Why do they? They belong to Him. But for we who belong to God, we ought to act like God acts. Please stand. Father, tonight we love You. We thank You, Father, tonight for Your provision for us of grace that is sufficient to empower, enable us to live like Jesus would have us to live. Thank You, Lord Jesus, tonight for Your grace that is greater than all sin. Thank You, God, tonight for Your grace that is sufficient to meet every need in this service right here. Thank You, God, for Your grace that abounds, is in excess, is an overflow amount tonight that is available to us, that tonight we can live like Jesus wants us to live. So, Lord, my prayer tonight is that if the Holy Spirit of God spoke to one soul here tonight, that they would obey You and come to this altar tonight. Do what needs to be done tonight so that God can do what He wants to do in our life.